Puget Sound Energy currently has plans to build a liquid natural gas, or LNG, facility at the Port of Tacoma. The facility would use the LNG for area gas utility customers and to fuel commercial vessels at the Port of Tacoma. If given the green light for the project, the $310 million facility would be completed in late 2019. Despite the assurances Puget Sound Energy has given the residents of the city of Tacoma, many have concerns about the plant's impact on the environment and how safe the plant will be. On November 21, 2016, members of Redline Tacoma rallied outside of an informational forum that Puget Sound Energy held regarding the proposed facility. Redline Tacoma previously organized a grassroots campaign to stop the construction of a methanol plant at the Port of Tacoma and has now shifted its efforts to stopping the LNG facility. We will hear voices from the rally, including Don Marsh, representing the Coalition of Eastside Neighborhoods for Sensible Energy, James Rideout of the Justice for Jackie campaign and the Puyallup Tribe, Claudia Reidner of Redline Tacoma, and a child named Olivia speak out against the LNG plant. Inside the event, a group gathered to express their opposition to the facility. From that action, we will hear Sarah Jane Mortkin and Marilyn Kimmerling.
We have some speakers tonight, and so what I'm going to do is I will introduce that speaker, and they'll come up. And what we're trying to do tonight, you guys, is give you guys a little bit of an education about LNG. And then afterwards, what I want you guys to do is we're going to have a couple folks here that really do know about LNG, and I want you guys to feel like you can ask questions. How does that sound? Huh? Since we can't get our own city to give us a supplemental environmental impact statement, we're going to do our own. All right. So our first speaker is a software architect who has worked at Apple, IBM, Microsoft, and the University of Washington. Okay, and this person has been a founding partner in three startup companies. And their current startup creates machine learning solutions for clients like Paul Allen Institute for Brain Science. And 3 years ago, this individual co-founded a grassroots organization called SENSE, the Coalition of Eastside Neighborhoods for Sensible Energy, and has served so far as the president of the organization for the past year. I'd like to introduce and bring up Don Marsh.
I feel very honored to be here and wear the red with you guys. Where I come from, in Bellevue, Washington, we actually have orange shirts, and we are fighting the same greedy company that you are. You are fighting PSE on an environmentally harmful, dangerous facility in your city. I'm here to tell you that you are not alone. In Bellevue, we see this company using the same playbook, and the same tactics, to build an unnecessary and dangerous transmission line in our community. PSE wants to spend hundreds of millions of dollars of our money to build this transmission line, which will require them to remove thousands of trees, and they want to build it on top of a petroleum pipeline that's half a century old. The slightest accident during that construction process could result in a geyser of flaming jet fuel that our fire department said would have catastrophic consequences to our community. So I think there's definitely some common threads here. PSE says they care about safety, but what they really care about is hundreds of millions of dollars of profit for their Australian and Canadian owners. That's just one example. PSE wanted to build a different transmission line on one of East Bellevue's most beautiful urban boulevards. That would have cut down hundreds of trees, some of which are older than our city. Our community council rejected that project, so PSE sued them, and the court ruled against PSE. It's possible. It is possible.
Our city council needs to step up.
It's true. The power of these messages can have a real impact. We've seen that happen already. But PSE, through their actions, has shown that they would rather sue a community than work with the people who live there. So does this company really care about us?
No.
What about the three businesses that got blown up in Seattle because of PSE's negligence? What about the city of Kenmore, which has the worst electrical reliability in PSE's service territory? So they tried to get another utility company to provide their electricity, but when that company looked at their grid, they said, that's too much of a mess. That's too much of a mess for us. No, thank you. So anyway, PSE put in a transmission line in Kenmore, but they installed poles containing cancer-causing chemicals in a wetland. So now, Kenmore has an environmental mess and health concerns along with their terrible electrical grid. Time and again, we have seen this company putting profits before people, investors before the environment, and self-interest before safety. This is a multi-billion dollar monopoly that is supposed to be regulated by the State Utilities and Transportation Commission. That's the UTC. Where are they? What are they doing while PSE endangers our property and our lives? It's time for us to take control of this company. If the UTC can't do it, the people will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let's talk right to the UTC for a minute. The UTC has to be paying attention to the people's interest. So I say, UTC, listen to me. UTC, listen to me. UTC, listen to me.
UTC, listen to me.
UTC, listen to me.
Thank you. Thank you. You are important. Your message is important. We will have a voice in what's happening in our communities. Thank you so much.
All right, so next we have a gooey duck diver. How many know, you know what a gooey duck is, right? Woo, gooey ducks. A member of the Puyallup tribe, he has taught diving to his family and other tribal members. He's a spokesperson for Justice for Jackie. I'd like to introduce James Rideout. James, are you here?
James.
Good evening, everyone. I was born and raised in the Puyallup tribe, fishing the natural resources on this river. I spent my entire life on that water. I watched the manifest of change. I watched a gathering of people just like this to fight for our existence to do what we do today. Today is a different day because we don't stand as one group, we stand as multiple groups. And I believe the importance of this is historically important because our children don't know what to do. They don't realize what's going on. They don't realize what potentially could be their future. Their future's in all of our hands. But I will tell you this tonight. We didn't get to where we're at today by singing or signs. It took an aggressive action to put your life on the line. To know what you're fighting for is worth dying for. It's a huge obligation. And if it comes down to that again, it's worth it for me. I watched the manifest of gooey duck in the state of Washington in 1967. The military found gooey duck here in Washington State. They didn't know what it was. A Canadian tribe sold all of their rights to gooey ducks to Chinese. All of them. Many people in Washington State don't realize what's going on in Washington State. Today, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of gooey ducks are being sold every single day, profited by the state of Washington. Where's that resource money going to?
Taylor Shellfish.
That's one of them. The existence of gooey duck is important from LNG as well as our salmon. I'll also tell you this, our sewage treatment plants from 1980 to about 85 were contaminating our river system. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. What did it come from? From the water? I'll never know. But I'm standing here today because I know how important it is to protect our water. This time and this moment is so critical because I realize in life it's important to not waste your time. This is not a waste of time in any way, shape, or form. My chairman, Bill Sterud, explained to me at the last protest she had at the UW, he said, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of the resurgence that we will not stop until we stop this whole access of LNG. Many people in my lifetime had an opinion about who we are as indigenous people. And I spent my lifetime on the waters and the shores of Purdy, Key Center, Fox Island, Chambers Creek, Puyallup River, Des Moines, Redondo, all around this area, changing the personification of who we are. We all come here for the same common goal, to spend time with our families, to feed our families, to fish with our families, and things of that nature. When I met people on the shores, I said, hey, little guy, did you not catch a fish today? I did. Here, come get one from me. I had the fishing association come up to me and say, you're the nicest Native American I ever met. That's because we believe we only need what we need to take and not take more than what we need. And that's what's happening here tonight. They want to take far and above and beyond because of their mistakes that they have made in their own economy. And the oil recessions that they're going through, they're looking for alternative resources to gain revenue for their cities, counties, whatever, for whatever intents purposes. I say no. Not gonna happen, not on my watch. So I appreciate this time, this opportunity to express my concerns and what our future has in store. You know, they've destroyed multiples of things, the sewage outfalls, they didn't connect them far enough to go out. Contaminated beaches are here from Browns Point all the way to Seattle. We've been working intensively to get them, you know, a different sewage treatment system. It took over 20 years for Vashon Island to even get a sewage treatment plant in place, and it's in place today. Thank God for people like this. This is how it happens. It don't matter if you're black, white, brown, whatever origin you are. This is powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so the next speaker holds a seat on the Central Neighborhood Council. She grew up in Switzerland and moved to Tacoma via Chicago in 1998. She fell in love with the city, its environment, livability, and character of community. She's a former board member of the Puget Creek Restoration Society and volunteer for the Washington State Native Plant Society. She worked as a horticulturist at the Chicago Botanic Garden, Lakewood Gardens, and the W.W. Seymour Conservatory. She now runs a small business, Ixia, if I killed it, you can tell me later, Tile in Tacoma, specializing in handcrafted art tile and architecture ceramics. And let me tell you, they are kick-ass. They're really, really good. And also, she's a community organizer with Redline Tacoma, an avid activist. And I want to say that the research that this person has done for Redline Tacoma has been, to say the least, amazing. And we're forever grateful to have Claudia Riedner. Thank you, Claudia. Come on.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being out here on a Monday night. Thank you very much. Let's hear it for Redline and all community activists. Woo-hoo! There are many issues about PSC that are really troubling. They want us to pay for 43% of their private tank. PSC ratepayers are already on the hook for over $134 million. No way. We also know that the money that they produce goes up and out. It goes up to millionaires and out to Australia. Keep it here, keep it in town, keep it in Tacoma. We also know that they will be producing tons and tons carcinogens, volatile organic compounds, amazing amounts of greenhouse gases. We cannot risk it. We cannot have it. The time to stop all this is now. We heard our native brothers and sisters speak earlier tonight. And what did we hear? Take only what you need. And this is where everybody comes into play. What do we need? Who are we? How do we fit into the picture? Wean yourselves off gas. No more gas heaters, no more gas home heating, no more gas cooking. Your appliance dies. Get a different one that's hydro clean, Hydro Tacoma Public Utility Power. No more gas. Turn off the money spigot to Puget Sound Energy and do it as soon as you can, as soon as you know, and as soon as you can afford it. Also, take care of everything you have. Don't buy new things. Don't buy pesticides. Don't buy toxic cleaners. Don't waste your fucking money on Walmart, on Kmart, on Home Depot. Just say no, 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 no. Keep it at home. Make it yourself. Keep it clean. Keep it honest. And turn off the money spigot. Keep it here. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to swap out the microphone real quick because we have somebody shorter than me that's going to be up next. Olivia? Okay, Olivia's going to be up in a second. Hang on.
I don't want the LNG because it will cause more pollution and it is bad for us. And it can cause cancer. And it is dangerous because it can explode. And I live really close to where they want to build it. If the city of Tacoma won't stop it, the only thing that can stop it is